in the midst of that.
Are you?
Pursuant to NJSA 10-4-10, notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the Co-Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes.
Mr. Burns.
Here.
Mr. Carey. Mr. Tanny.
Here.
Mr. Hobiter. Mr. Lucretta.
Here.
Mr. Milansevich.
Here.
Mr. Moran. Mr. Pellegrino.
Here.
Mrs. Pollitt.
Here.
Mr. Serino.
Here.
Margaret Bogner.
Here.
Edward Bennell.
Here.
Mary McCarthy. We have a quorum.
Mission statement. Manasquan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and rich tradition through partnership with community. Statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment and in many cases by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next combined committee of the whole and regular board meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After discussion during the committee of the whole portion of the meeting, the matter is focused on during the regular public board meeting agenda and presented to the Board of Education for a vote. Acceptance of minutes. I recommend acceptance and approval of the minutes of the combined committee of the whole and regular public meeting and closed executive session of May 16th, 2023. Executive session minutes will be withheld from disclosure until such time as the reasons for discussing and acting on a matter in closed executive session no longer exists. Can I have a motion to accept the minutes?
Yes.
Mr. Serino? Mr. Catani?
Mr. Boulder?
Yes.
Mrs. Bissell?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Tannen?
Yes.
Mr. Lucretta?
Yes.
Mr. Milansevich?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollitt?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carey?
And we'll now move to the student board representative report.
So we have all of the spring sports are now starting to wrap up, coming to the end of the year. And our senior prom was on June 1st. We had a jumping rope this year, and it was really nice. Senior awards night were June 7th, so this past week, and that was really, I was there and everybody's there for 12 months. And our all academic academy graduations are complete, so that means all the students who are eligible to graduate from each academy have their own special ceremonies during the school day or after school.
And then all the academies and all the National Honor Societies are starting to hand out their awards, so National Honor Society, Southern National Honor Society, Academy of Finance, Academy of Engineering, there's a few others that are showing up towards graduation. And then starting on Thursday, we have our finals, so all teachers are starting to prepare for student finals. So we also have, in terms of the seniors, the graduation practices are starting Thursday. I think it's still half day for the finals, so around the end of the day, for students who are graduation. Years.
Yes.
I just want to thank you both. You've done an amazing job representing yourselves and your classmates. You showed up, you kept us in the loop with everything that's going on, and I just, you should be proud of yourselves. You did a great job.
Yeah, I agree with Joe. Thank you so much.
And Ed will be attending Notre Dame in fall, and you'll be attending the University of Virginia, which the University of North Carolina is upset about, but I think you made a great choice. With that, I concur. You guys were wonderful. I'm so proud of you, as I am of our student body, but you represent us so well. You guys really been great. So thank you very much. Could you take your name plaques with you if you'd like to have them? They're yours. Cool. Thank you.
Good? Thanks.
Yeah.
You guys got to get to Brielle? Brandon Heights? No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Presentations, yes.
I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Board of Education meeting. I want to thank the Board of Education again for putting students first as we recognize our students of the month, and teachers as tonight we recognize those who will be retiring this year. And also, some teachers who've got some national recognition tonight. So as usual, you always put our staff and our students first. Thank you for that. With that, I'd like to call up my principals, if I could, as we're going to be focusing on our teachers who have decided after decades of making our children smile and happy and teaching them so much to retire. So if you would please come up. Just want to thank those teachers who are retiring this evening. The dedication and commitment to Manitowan School. You made such a difference in the children's lives by making us part of your family. We often say here, family first, and we mean that. And teachers embrace that by extending their family to all the students here at Manitowan. And tonight, I'm going to wish all those teachers who are in fact retirement a special journey to them. They started it, and I truly appreciate the decades of service with you. With that, if you could go up and recognize your Donna Mead, using some and beyond, and your dedication to make really leaves a lasting impact
here at MES and our school community. So as you embark on your retirement, we will miss you. I got some insight from some of your coworkers that you are looking forward to spending time with your family, your children, and your dogs at your lake house. Sounds exciting. And also playing pickleball. Wonderful. And undoubtedly, you will miss pickleball. Thank you so much for all you do.
Joanne Labasco couldn't be with us this evening, but as a good old people, we speak about her. She would recognize her excellence.
And flip flop and talk about how her colleagues felt about her. They wrote something like, Joanne's been under the weather. She's been a teacher at the high school in the social studies department since 2002. In her 21 years in the high school, Mrs. Labasco has been known for her integrity, her rigorous academic standards, her caring and compassionate nature. Mrs. Labasco has a tireless dedication to her students and love to share her passion for history and civics. Mrs. Labasco loves the Constitution and was proud to share her knowledge with students about processes that make American government work. Students leave her classroom with an understanding of how a bill becomes a law, the function of the presidential cabinet, and the powers of Congress that shape their daily lives. She inspired many students, including a few who went on to follow in her footsteps and became a member of the social studies department as a teacher here at Manasquan High School. Mrs. Labasco celebrated student accomplishments both in and out of the classroom. She was a fixture at all of our athletic events and social events. She was known for having a bulletin board in which she placed photos of her students from a co-star to acknowledge their accomplishments and interests. She has been a constant source of collaboration and professionalism in the department, but most importantly, she was a friend of all. And I echo that sentiment in my 4 years here. She was a great colleague and was so flexible in what we asked her to teach, as long as it benefited the kids. So I wish Joanne all the best and health in her next year. Thank you.
We recognize Amory Morticello, who couldn't be with us tonight. She's going to be missing her dad. We are who we are because of our wonderful staff and the marvelous family that provides her with one of these students. So as we look at this piece of school leaving us, I look at that with a little bit of sadness. But please understand, we'll be replacing them, at least the positions, not them, with other great pieces. So with that,
so I know that Ms. LaMarcelle is not with us this evening, but we just wanted to share a little bit about her. She began as a teacher of Spanish and an active member of our MES staff in 1999. So for 24 years, she's been on our staff and she's made an impact on not only the students in our World Language Spanish program, but she also played a crucial role as a conduit to our ELL community during those 24 years. So, prior to us bringing on board some other staff members who were Spanish speaking, oftentimes Ms. Morticello was the one person who would be able to communicate with our Spanish speaking families. Because of that, she became a go-to doing translations for family meetings with our teachers, parent-teacher conferences, communicating with the health office, the child study team, guidance department meetings, and on many occasions she ended up being the interpreter for families when they were dealing with social services or other important community agencies. So in addition to the important role she played as a teacher, she also played a really important role in our school community. She often even became part of the informal extended family for many of those families because of the devotion she had to meet the needs of the community and the family. Her dedication to our students at Manasquan Elementary School and their learning has helped many of them go on to achieve their dreams, to do further world language study. And we thank her for our service to our English language learner families in particular and the World Language Department. Her contribution certainly has been substantial for all these years, and we wish her a peaceful retirement and lots of time for her to
effectively and thoroughly assess students' strengths and weaknesses and provide evidence-based interventions to support struggling students. Her compassionate demeanor allows for supportive interaction with all students. Her free spirit personality always puts students at ease. Her creative talents outside of school include writing, painting, and kickboxing, which gave her the ability to connect with all these different types of students. Her approachability made collaboration with staff effortless. She has been gone from us for a couple months now, and we have sorely missed her presence in the building, the students and staff definitely, but I know that you're enjoying all the things that you enjoy, traveling, and painting, back up, and kickboxing. Oh!
Taylor Emery. Taylor? Kayla studying for her exam? In school, Kayla was involved in student council, National Honor Society historian, licensed good officer, peace club, international club, Swanathon, committee member, academy of finance, and a member of the varsity sports team. Outside of school, Kayla enjoys playing travel club, going to the gym, and volunteering at a local church. Kayla created and led a virtual 5K fundraiser for the Dan Foundation and raised over $12,000.
Wow.
She also held a fundraiser toy drive for Manitoba Blue Cross that led to 150 toys towards the pediatric unit at the school's hospital. Kayla's favorite subject is math, and her favorite teacher is physics critical. Usually I have the students go up and tell me why their favorite teacher is physics critical, but we'll cover that a little later on. We'll see how I do that.
Okay.
The Manitoba Board of Education has congratulated Manitoba High School juniors to the other month. Finnegan, sorry, Finnegan. In school, Finnegan is a member of the National Honor Society, Science National Honor Society, Gardening Club, Marching, Jazz, and Concert. In the gardening club, what is your favorite activity, and what is your favorite thing to garden?
Earlier this year, we planted buds like right outside there. We got them to use these like high power drills.
Have you seen any of them blossom yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Outside of school, Finnegan works as a fruit runner at Ross and enjoys playing music. Finnegan volunteers his time at the garden club and community band club. Finnegan's favorite subject is science, and favorite teacher is Mr. Glenn. Why science, and why Mr. Glenn?
He got me interested in chemistry, and I'm taking an AP chemistry.
That's awesome. Has he got you involved in bowling yet?
Yeah,
sure. Good, good. Awesome. Okay, Finnegan. methodology for even the curriculum is the quality of the teacher. With that, the Madison Board of Education, I'd like to congratulate Madison High School Teacher of the Month, the very funny John Driscoll, the elected by the congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm not going to ask you to say something funny. That's okay.
Okay, good. In school, Aiden is a member of the cross-country team, National Junior Honor Society, congratulations. Gifted and talented art and skiing. Outside of school, Aiden enjoys jiu-jitsu. Aiden's favorite subject is math, and his favorite teacher is Mrs. Wright. I was going to ask you why, but I think she's here. So if you want to tell me why, knowing she's here, why is she your favorite teacher?
Well, she's very likely to interact with the class. She always helped me out.
Those are great examples. Thank you. Each day, teachers come to school ready to tackle a job that is critically important. Extraordinarily complex, often joyful, and at times heartbreaking. In essence, teachers help others to become their best selves. And I can think of no more important work. With that, Manasquan Board of Education, I'd like to congratulate Manasquan Elementary School Teacher of the Month, Juliana Wright. James Fagan, who has become the National History Club Advisor of the Year. Fagan, could you come forward, please? So you can remember it from Madison and remember what you got. There you go. The pleasure was mine.
Might actually not wear time one day.
What is my new contract? Yeah. The National History Club inspires students and teachers to start history club chapters at high school and middle school within our student and community programs. Members of local history club chapters participate in local and national programs and create their own projects and activities. The National History Club also provides staff resources and services that will help them increase the activity and impact of their history club. To date, 550 plus history club chapters at high school and middle school in 24 states have joined. And there are over 16,000 student members. And this guy got the National History Club Advisor of the Year. Out of all those numbers, think about that.
I luck out that I have a bunch of students that help out with all the projects. And that's how I get to do all the stuff. And I just fill out the paperwork, send the activities to do, and they pick from there. So.
Much too humble.
Yep. And John Driscoll, he's my favorite teacher.
So funny.
He is a funny guy.
He is a funny guy.
Thank you. great suggestion to cookies and coffee, but if you guys want to come up now, we could have some presentations from the school recognition and the principal session tonight as well. You've been a great audience, by the way.
All right, good evening, everyone. So I wanted to take a little bit of time to kind of review some of the goals that we had set at the beginning of the year and just take a look at our progress on that. So for our first goal here was course development. So we were actually, it was great to see the fruits of our labor in the spring concert with the injured band. Mr. Clark did an amazing job in really putting together a nice ensemble with the students. And he even kind of did a little tutorial portion to show just the layers of how all the parts work together. So it was a really great, successful performance for those students, along with the entire spring concert was beautifully done. We're also unboxing our literacy curriculum, super exciting. We have the books in hand and are starting to look through some of those materials, which is really exciting. The teachers participated in a professional development for the Wit and Wisdom, so they are very anxious to get into the materials and start planning and preparing and organizing. So they've been able to get started on that as we speak. So for goal two, we talked about a multi-tiered system of support for all learners. One of the things that I, one of my niches is working with Excel spreadsheets. So one of the things that I looked at was developing a tool for student progress to be monitored and to implement for small group instruction purposes for our teachers. You know, we have all of these different assessments and all of these different areas, but if we can have something at, the drop of a hat, it makes it a lot easier to use it and actively use it in instruction. The other piece of the tool that I developed was to be able to provide a tool for teachers to communicate with parents about student progress. This is extremely important so that we're all actively on board with, how students are doing, having a good picture of what's going on in the classroom. And this also really helps to serve, with the IRS committee. So with intervention resource services committee, that basically is a committee where we take a look at students who may be struggling for academic, behavioral, or social emotional reasons, and this also helps to communicate some of the progress during that time. In this tool, teachers are able to take a look at these various data sources and kind of nail down to strengths and weaknesses so that they can create small groups in their classroom. So it's not just individual, it's also in their classes. And then for G&T, this year was a success. It was a first, in terms of the rollout of pullout experiences. And for the most part, it seemed to be a success. We're making small tweaks along the way for next year to make sure that it's even more successful. Our teachers participated in the PD. They were involved in the Monmouth County Curriculum Association. And they were also a part of the SURE G&T Consortium, which was great because it really offered our teachers a lot of resources and things of that nature to really help us improve our program. So that was basically what we were looking at for G&T this year. It was really a successful thing. We took a look at also the Visual Arts G&T. Because this is more of a portfolio type, it's kind of differently structured. It's structured a little bit differently than the math and the humanities, right? Where we have more standardized measures. An arts program should be a collective work. So we restructured the application to be a portfolio assessment where students can submit three pieces of art that they can talk about, their process of how they deliver to the final product. So those applications are coming in and we're excited to be able to make the selection for next year's art G&T. And we also had the art show, just a kind of sidebar there. The pre-K to 8 art show was beautifully done. It's always a really exciting night for us at MES. If you've attended, you walk through the hallways and there's a burst of color and art. It's one of my favorite nights of the year, as well as my daughter's favorite nights of the year. She really enjoys coming there, so they did a really nice job with that. Also, pre-K expansion. We did increase the number of pre-K 4 classes to 3 sections for next year, so that's really exciting as we look to increase the number of students who are participating in our MES pre-K to prepare them for kindergarten. And we can introduce our programs at pre-K level to really increase their kindergarten readiness.
So goal five, this was a big one for me this year. The What It Means to Be a Warrior initiative was something that I feel like we really, the students really embraced this year, which is exciting. We actually held at the end of testing, we had a What It Means to Be a Warrior pep rally. And the purpose of the pep rally was kind of just rehash. You know, we do these things each month. We talk about empathy. We talk about kindness and creativity and all these wonderful things. They get pancakes, do shout outs. But it was important for us to really take a look at the collective work that we've done throughout the year. So what we did was we got everybody excited. We made posters and talked about the What It Means to Be a Warrior contest. And what this is, it provided students an opportunity to tell us what it means to be a warrior. After all you've learned this year and all the work that we've done, you know, what does it mean to you? You could write a song, they could do a poster. A lot of the students worked together. Some wrote an essay, some performed the songs. And so right now we're actually actively looking at the submissions, and we're going to celebrate those winners shortly. We did offer the class with the most or the highest participation rate, we'll get a pizza party, so they're very excited about hearing about the winners. So that's really, really good stuff. Always pizza and ice cream are always, you know, good competition. All right, and then lastly, this fourth grade Warrior Buddy Project. I had a student, Joseph D'Antonio, who brought an idea to me that really stood out. He said to me, "Ms. Pleo, I would like to bring a buddy bench to Manasquan Elementary School." I said, "Joseph, what's a buddy bench?" You know, and so we talked a little bit about it, and we wound up taking a look at the book that was called "Everybody Needs a Buddy" by the Big Idea Gang by James Preller, and I took that idea and I said, "Let's do something more with this, right?" So a buddy bench, as per the book, right? In the book, the students work together as a team to figure out what to do with money that the PTO has left over. The students talk about, you know, they could get a swimming pool, they could do all these outrageous things, but what they really decide to do is do something that is for the benefit of all. They work together to decide on bringing something that's called a buddy bench to their school with the idea of celebrating, you know, inclusivity. Everybody has a buddy. So students can use the bench to sit there, you know, if they need a buddy that day or just want to talk or things of that nature. So what we decided to do with that was run with it. I think it's really important for us at MES to have our own version of what that is. That, you know, the students in that book wrote about their experience in, you know, bringing it to their school. So I thought, what a great way for MES to kind of think of how can we bring this kind of project to our own school. So I had the fourth graders read the book and to kind of have some background, and the counselors, the reading interventionists, the grade four teachers, and myself all put together this presentation where we reviewed some of the elements of the book. The students did an amazing job. You know, some of our reading interventionists asked great literacy type questions. Our counselors did some great SEL work with, you know, visualization and things of that nature. And then we presented the task. So in 40 minutes, the students were randomly grouped with about six or seven students, and there was a teacher facilitator. And they were given a poster and markers. And they had about 30 minutes to put together an idea that they wanted to bring to Manasquan that was similar to this nature, so that every single warrior felt like a warrior and that every warrior had a buddy. So all of the students you know, put together their ideas and then presented to the grade four, you know, in the media center. And then what happened was we took a snapshot of each of the projects and sent it out to teachers, and teachers voted on which one we should really focus on for next year. This was pitched to the grade four team as, even though they're leaving, you know, my direction next year and they're going on to Miss Mineta, this is a long-lasting project. I want them to come back and give back to pre-K to four. They've now gone through pre-K to four. This is something that they can use to give back to pre-K to four and help me implement for next year.
And that was Anthony D'Antonio?
Joseph D'Antonio.
Joseph D'Antonio.
Yes.
Is Joseph here tonight? I know you are. Joseph, can you come up here, please? I wanted my Board of Education to meet you because all those wonderful things that happened with the pep rally and everything would have, and the book would have never occurred if you didn't have the idea about having a buddy bench.
Thank you.
And that was your idea. And why, you can shake my hand, I think that's awesome. Why was that important for you to have a buddy bench?
Because a lot of schools have buddy benches, and at one point you're going to be the new kid at a school at one time, and everyone needs a friend.
Everybody needs a friend. Even sometimes I need a friend, believe it or not. Even though the people up here are so wonderful, there's times I need somebody to talk to. And those times, as the year wind down, I'm going to walk across the street and look for you, because you understand how important it is to have a friend. And because of you, maybe we'll get a buddy bench, but we definitely got the book. And so many students are going to be touched by that thought. That was a wonderful idea, and I want to thank you for having it.
Thank you. Mr. Jones.
The group that was the winner.
Sure.
I had invited the students to participate. I don't know who was able to make it. Do you want to? These are some pictures from the actual event. The students working really hard. They did such an amazing job. This is one of the best days to date, I feel like, in my career here.
Good.
So if you guys don't mind, group one, they proposed that we have swing with a buddy, not with a bully. And they said that their idea was to add a swing bench on the big tree on the primary playground. They liked the idea of the swing and the bench combined, and it can be used for kids when they are lonely and they don't have a buddy to hang out with. The swing can also be used for friends if they don't know what to play. Swing away your bad day. So that was their idea. They will be, you know, part of the leaders in our project as grade 5 students to help us develop the idea to actually implement it for next year.
Are they here, Jackie, tonight?
So we have some of the students here I saw. Mm-hmm. All right, so Reagan Aroni?
Not here.
Not here, okay. Bella Cook?
Picture right in the middle?
Of course.
Right here, Miss Blair, I'll be the official.
All right.
A little bit negligible.
Smile,
guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Students in grades 5 through 8, and that worked out really, really well for us this year. Creating the opportunity for our band and our chorus to take place during the day has really allowed students to fully participate in our program in a way that was not possible before. In addition, we're seeing some really great results. Our band and chorus concert was a great example, but in addition, when our band went to Dorney Park to participate in a competition, we're really seeing the fruits of our labor. So our jazz band, which is our 7th and 8th grade group, they placed first out of 6 competing middle school jazz groups from New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. They got a score of 88.5, and they were rated excellent, which is truly, truly incredible. They did a great job. Our junior band, which is our fifth and sixth grade, they placed second in the elementary school concert band category, but they received a superior rating and a score of 90, which is the first time that any of our MES bands has ever earned a superior rating. And Mr. Clark wanted me to just pass along that he really feels that that is a direct result of the amount of time that our students are able to spend participating in the band program during the school day. So we're really seeing our musicians be able to do their best, be their best, because of that time that we have built in. In addition to those band and chorus opportunities, remember we also built in a social emotional learning elective, which was a really great experience for many of our students. I was just reading some of the reflections from Ms. Kehoe's class today, and the students talked about all the things they learned about themselves and their ability to regulate their emotions and what it means to be a leader. So it was great to see that. We also had podcasting and multimedia literacy and just a lot of great opportunities for our students. Next year, we are expanding upon our elective offerings even further. We have two Project Lead the Way courses coming down to the middle school. So we're gonna be doing app creators and medical detectives, which is a forensics-based elective in seventh and eighth grade. And we are adding a civics, community service elective, more of a social studies-based elective as well. So lots of continued expansion of our elective course offerings, which has been just a real gift to our middle school program. So I also just want to mention, I know we talked a lot about GNC before and our placement. Another piece of that is really reviewing our honors placement procedures at the middle school, trying to be very transparent and open with our students and our community families about that process. Our students have been participating in honors placement testing. Any student who wanted to be considered, they're taking those honors placement tests. We also have had the teachers working together to create a rubric representing some of the skills and competencies that really help kids to succeed in our honors classes, to see which students maybe are going to fit in those. And we're using the COGAT in new ways. The COGAT test has always been a component of our placement, but there are different aspects of the COGAT test that really are indicative of student success in a variety of different skills. So we're matching up those different aspects of the COGAT for the various courses to kind of try to give us a better, well-rounded picture of our kids to help make those decisions. We will have those decisions out relatively soon, as soon as we get the end of the SLA results, so people will know what courses they're going to be taking. So we are also just really eager to celebrate some of the successes that we have had at MES in the upper elementary school. We had an excellent production of Matilda Jr. We were so proud of our students and our new drama director, Mr. Sicardo, who did a wonderful job stepping in under kind of difficult timing and circumstances to put the production on. It was beautifully done and really well attended and great. So that was wonderful. I hope a lot of you got to come out and see. Our boys baseball team is the new MCAL champion. So again, it's our second MCAL championship this year. So always celebrating excellence in athletics as well. Our softball team came in a close second. They had a crushing defeat there in the end, but they had a wonderful season and played really, really beautifully too. The band and chorus concert, as we mentioned, it was standing room only. Really incredible job by all of our musicians. And right now, the biggest thing we are celebrating is getting our eighth graders ready for their graduation. So we have graduation rehearsal starting up this Friday. Caps and gowns are getting distributed, and everyone is thrilled and getting ready for that, which is always a wonderful experience. They did have a great eighth grade trip to Hershey Park. It was somewhat eventful with one of our buses not showing up at the beginning, but we patched it all together. They went to some underground caverns. They played laser tag. They had a really beautiful experience. The weather was great, and the kids were absolutely fantastic. So we were glad to do that. We continue our pursuit of academic excellence at MES. We are really focused on rolling out our science curriculum to really better address those next generation science standards. We are continuing with our use of the data from ReadyMath to continue to inform our instruction. The PD has been going really well. The teachers are doing a great job of implementing everything they learned from those a couple initial years of ReadyMath. And then also we are in preparation for Wit and Wisdom. Our teachers are already, as Ms. Blayo said, diving into those materials and are ready to get started the rollout of the new literacy curriculum starting in the fall. So the last bit I want to talk about is some of the goals that we have for social emotional learning and the development of our Community Warriors program. Mr. Sinelli Our middle school counselor and I started talking a while back about how powerful it is to have student voices be a part of the process, and to have really kids who know what's happening with their peers help us be part of the problem solving group and community. So I want to let them speak for themselves tonight. So they are here, our community warriors are here, and I'm gonna allow Mr. Sinelli to kind of come up and share a little bit with you about our community warriors, who they are, and what they do for us here at MES. Come on up, guys.
All right, everyone. Thanks for allowing us the space to speak tonight and showcase some of the work that we've done with this really great group of students. So as Ms. Minetta mentioned, a big push obviously in our district is about social emotional learning. And this leadership group that we started, the Community Warriors, is really an extension of that. So we're really tackling school climate and school culture issues, you know, which to me, you know, if I think about it with my background in as an athlete or as a coach, is really about, you know, teams that have good culture and good climate are more successful and they win more, and that's no different in classrooms and in school buildings and across institutions. So we really took it from a boots on the ground approach, or you know, a peer-to-peer approach. So not only are these students stellar on paper with their academics and extracurriculars, but they have the capacity to both interact with their peers in a really mature way, but are not too cool to talk to adults about making the school a better place. So they were selected by their teachers, and then we've really been working hard since the winter. We've been meeting weekly, kind of talking about some issues in school and what we're gonna do to make it a better place. So the theme that emerged is really, We discovered through the LineWise alert system that we had put in place this year, where concerning things online show up on Mrs. Mineta's computer and we address them. So we really found out that our students are largely amazing, great students, but sometimes we found they were acting differently online than maybe they were in real life, quote unquote. So we wanted to really peel back the layers of why that is in kind of like a non-punitive way. So what we got to the core of it is really about identifying what your values are and trying to live out your values in all the spaces that you occupy, whether it be the classroom, with your family, at a job, or in your relationships. So that's really the theme of the work that we did this year, which was really important. And it'll carry over into next year, and the eighth graders that are leaving us will, you know, carry the discussions that we've had and the lessons that we've learned in their respective high schools and continue to be leaders in that way. So we're gonna, I'll introduce everybody. We have our eighth grade leaders, Abby Zaroli, Riley Luthold, Jackson Langella, and Gavin Carew. Hearn, Jack Bryant, Maris Voorhees, and Calista Boteris. And then our sixth graders, Scarlett Shad, Sydney Pollock, Annie Manzer, and Brad Bateman, who's not with us tonight. I just want to reiterate, these students are all exceptional leaders in their own ways, and that's what made our group so cool, is that some students wanted to be in front of the camera or in front of the microphone. Other students were behind the scenes leaders and idea generators and creative. And so it was really, really cool to see week in, week out, who was really gonna showcase their abilities in what type of way. So we have a video to share with you, which is what we're hoping to do is to push it out to our elementary teachers to show into their classroom as a social emotional learning lesson. Although our video is not quite as professionally done as the district holiday video, it is completely student
made. Nicely done.
It is completely student made, and we're proud of the work that we did. Mr. Place, if you could just pause the video on the slides where there are certain questions, the students are gonna ask the audience some of the questions that we came up with. So with that said, point at me when you're on the video.
I Gavin, what are values? Values are what's important to you. What are values?
Values are how I know right from wrong.
Okay.
Mrs. Pollock, what do values mean to you?
Values are your roadmap.
Good one.
Answer.
Very good. Thank you. Yeah. I should write that down. That's good.
What do you call any Steve Valley most? I like it when you're outgoing, respectful, and positive.
What is one rule that you live your life by?
Just to be yourself and have courage.
What is one rule that you believe is important to live your life by?
The golden rule, which is cheat you by, you want to be cheated.
Who's got the next question? Jackson.
Dr. Cajun, what is one rule you live your life by?
Oof. When I ask the question and I don't know the answer, I either ask
Jesse.
Mr. Crowley or Mr. Place. And they definitely have the answer for me. It's about mathematics or policy. And thank you for that. And always smile, because you have to enjoy every moment. Thank you.
Okay, Cindy, so who has been the most important person in your life to help establish your values?
My family, because they inspire me to be a better version of myself.
Hey, Good to see you.
Who has been most important in your life to help establish your values?
For me, I think the most important people have been the coaches that I've had. They've always modeled for me how to have a good work ethic and how to be determined.
Well, there you have it, from the one moment, Mr. Snelling. Okay, that's interesting. So, who's the most important in your life in helping you establish your values?
So, I would have to say my mother. She's very important to me, and she had, instilled in me that values come from, respect and doing what is right, and all about principles and morals and ethics. So, my mom would be one that instilled that in me.
Thank you.
Mrs. Minetta, who were the top three biggest influences in your life?
Ooh, these are big questions. Okay. So I'm going to say the top three biggest influences in my life are my parents, who were incredibly hardworking people who were always really humble and just focused on our family. I think that's super important, and I definitely took that on in my life. I think that some of the teachers that I had were really influential for me, because I grew up wanting to be an educator, and here I am. And I think teachers are really powerful, and they make a lot of change for a lot of people. And then I would say that more recently, my daughter is one of the biggest influences in my life, because I kind of dedicated myself to helping her grow into be the best possible person. And so I think that has taken on a whole new role in my life.
Hey, wake up, we gotta ask you a really important question. Why would someone like go against their values in college?
Why'd you guys be on stage so
important? Oh, like the main one heading, they're important. It's like you just don't feel like you're like guilty after you do it, and it just feels like there's a burden on you, and you just don't feel good about yourself.
Yeah, it also helps you like feel true to yourself, and you can be trusted by other people, including teachers, coaches, and friends.
It makes you reliable.
Mr. Shirino, what's the time when you had to make a tough decision?
About a half hour ago?
Liking it.
Transferring colleges. I went to one school for sports, and I didn't feel like I was getting what I needed educationally, so I transferred out to a different school, and that was a big decision in my life. And it kind of gave me the roadmap I needed to do where I am today. Talking to you here at the board.
Describe the decision you have made in your life and explain how this decision relates to your values.
Well, I was working on a farm, and I decided that I needed a career change. So I went back to Georgia Port University, where
I learned to be a
guidance counselor. And now, here I am. My values revolve around helping people and treating others the way they want to be treated, and doing lots of fun yoga with the kids.
How bad does she make me feel?
I know.
you.
Thank you.
We're so proud of our community warriors, and we're really just incredibly proud of the fact that they are thinking about and talking about these important topics and adolescence, and we really think that having the minds and experiences of our students helping us to determine the course of our conversations with kids is just gonna make all the difference for our middle schoolers. So we wanna say thank you to Mr. Sinelli, who's worked so hard with the kids, and thanks to all the kids. Great job, everybody.
Thank you. Mr. Goodall, what's happening in the high school?
That is tough to follow up. Well, we're trying to put a bow, tie a bow on a great school year at the high school and continue our celebration of our students. Mr. Blaze? Congratulations to senior Cale Driscoll. He won two events in the Central Jersey Group 2 state championships for track. He won the long jump and the high jump. And he placed in the overall Group 2, which allows him to participate in the meet of champions this weekend. So congratulations to Cale. That's fantastic. The name that keeps coming up in track for us is sophomore Angelina George, won the 1600 meters in the Group 2 state championship. And she's also qualified, I believe, in the meet of champions to run the 800 meters. If you are into going to art galleries or just want to support our students, please visit the Frederick Galleries in Spring Lake from June 9th through the 16th. Our advanced placement art students are showcasing all of their work, and I want to thank all of the art teachers, especially Mrs. Trine, for setting this up. So June 9th through the 16th, they had a great art show a few weeks ago, and this is something additional they're partaking in. As promised, we took some of our non-college-bound students, or at least show an interest in working in the construction trades. So myself, Mr. Snyder, and Mrs. Mulroy took about 30 students up to the New Jersey Expo Center to view the showcase for construction trades. That was on May 31st. So they got an opportunity to act like a mason, lay bricks, visit with union trade representatives in the area of HVAC and plumbing, and steam fitting, masonry work, carpentry. Overall, it's a great day. They put on a great showcase, and hopefully students will want to go next year. And it certainly pointed some of our graduating seniors who are non-college bound into a direction. So in order to join one of these union trade groups, you have to have a high school diploma. So that was explained to all of the students. So that was a great day for those kids. Celebrating implementation of Project Lead the Way, it seems the last couple of years, I want to especially congratulate Mrs. McHughes, principals of biomedical science class. It's the first year that we have her class. And out of 14 students, there's an end of year test. And nationally, 10 of her students were considered distinguished, wow, which is the top honor, and 3 were accomplished. So they received college credit immediately from Rochester Institute of Technology for their engineering diploma, biomedical sciences. And just following up, it was part of the principal's action plan to increase student participation. So these were our students were 126 students in engineering and our two biomedical science classes we introduced this year. We had a total of 27 students, and already for next year, next slide please, we've increased to 130 students will be involved in engineering. And we've increased, at least as of today, we're up to 37 students taking biomedical science courses. Finally, I wanted to really thank Amy Edwards, who is our coordinator of engineering for this year, and then we're evolving into a STEM academy next year. for her tireless efforts to secure funding for both her eSports program and Project Lead the Way. I could have made about three slides for the amount of grants Mrs. Edwards has gotten over the years, but in the past 2 years, she has gotten a total of $54,000 to use at this high school. You know, one from Lockheed Martin, one to start our biomedical program, and then for eSports, she got $30,000 to make over her lab over here with desktops for eSports. So I want to thank Mrs. Edwards. Summer online learning, we mentioned, we started that program last year with the introduction of Microsoft Suite, Business and Financial Literacy. Typically ninth graders take that as an introductory class. Last year we had about 20 students. We added sports and entertainment marketing, that'll be taught by that funny guy, Mr. Driscoll, and social media and internet marketing, and we are up to 135 students who signed up to take classes during the summer for credit. That is our student exam schedule, which Eddie Gunnell mentioned. And as we look to the final week of school, on Monday we have our wonderful baccalaureate dinner. And it's always a great event as we head toward the finality of graduation. And that's Monday at 6 p.m. in the gym. And then finally, the 138th annual commencement ceremony. On June 21st on Victor Boo Warrior Field at 6 p.m. And if you wanted to continue following students, we still have seniors announcing where they're going to college. Check out at Manasquan Yearbook on Instagram, and you'll see all the kids where they're going to school or the armed services. Done a great job of that.
Thank you. Guys, well done. Thank you very much. We're going to take a short break if you want to have some cookies or coffee, and then we're going to proceed with the rest of our meeting. About 3 minutes.
It's a holiday at the club. I'm at the
club. Public forum on agenda items. Time may be allotted for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses in the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by any individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. In order to ensure all members of the public who wish to participate are afforded a timely and orderly opportunity to do so, the board may not answer questions posed by those making comments. The board may address questions posed during this period once all members of the public wishing to speak have done so. The board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion, or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only. Would anyone like to be heard on public items on this agenda?
Come on, Kristen.
No. Seeing no one, would anyone like to be heard on public in the public forum on items not on this agenda? Seeing no one, we'll move to the discussion items.
Thank you. I just want to compliment my building principals for fine presentations this evening, focusing on everything we're doing in the schools. I think they're doing an excellent job, even focusing on the emotional and social wellness of our children. Regarding personnel, we'll discuss that in executive session. In regards to policy, you received, I don't think there are any policy updates this time, or so we're good with that. Regarding finance, Dr. Crawley, do you have anything for finance?
Yeah, well, on kind of combination of finance and facilities, I just wanted to go over some of the final plans and renderings for the summer construction projects. Jesse will bring it up. So probably the biggest and most visible one, obviously, is the primary playground. This is right on off of Broad Street, right outside here, across from the tennis courts. We've met many times with committees from the community, parents, and interested parties to come to this final design. There's just a couple views of it. If you want to click through, Jess, that's the bird's eye.
of you from one side of it, that tree-shaped thing spins around. That was important to everyone. They thought that was exciting. Go ahead, just keep looking. If you have any questions about the design, let me know, but just a couple different angles of it. Go ahead, Jess. And then in terms of the site and the changes to the site, on the next page you'll see the next one. You'll see the actual engineer's drawing of what's going to change on site. So everything in dark, you can see the outline of the playground is stenciled in the middle, so that's represented by all those renderings we just looked at. That whole dark area is going to be safety surface, that rubberized playground surface. They put on a lot of new playgrounds, so no wood carpet in that area underneath that new playground. There still will be wood carpet to the left and right of that. The elements that are out there to the left and right are already on there. That's on the left. You see there's a set of instruments. On the right, there's a swing set. So those are going to stay, and that wood carpet's going to remain. We are adding a couple box ball courts, which are in high demand, from what I understand. So it should be excited about that. And the only other major change is a new what's that?
So you can't play on the playground without Foursquare.
Yeah, I know. Yes, it's very important. We're increasing Foursquare, I think, by 6 courts.
By 4 square.
The only other major site change on the left side of this image, so that's the Broad Street side, is a new walkway coming in from the double gate. Ms. Playo's not here, but she has a need for a separate entry and exit for pre-K kids, so they're going to now be entering the school through that gate. Everyone else enters through that top gate, which is where most of the kids you're probably familiar with go through. So that's everything that's going to happen up on a playground on Broad Street. Any questions about that project? I think everyone who's been in our meetings and worked with us on the design is pretty excited about how it came out, so we're looking forward to getting that done. That there is a little bit of a delay. We'll probably cut the ribbon, if you will, on that in October. So there will be a couple weeks at the beginning of the school year where we'll have to swing recess out to the field or in another location. You can go ahead, Jess. The other project that's happening is the MES McAdam rear. So this is where if you've ever been down there along the first base sideline, there's that blacktop. A couple garage doors and storage bays are underneath the building there. We're redoing all those garage doors and storage bays, cleaning them up, making them a little more useful in terms of clean, dry storage. And then we're redoing the McAdam, redraining it, and repainting and striping it, which is, this is mostly showing you the striping plan there. We're gonna have three full-size basketball lanes. This doesn't even reflect, it only shows 3 four-square courts, but since this morning we've added one in that large gap between court 2 and 3, if you will. On the left of the basketball courts, that's a new addition too. That's a wall ball court or region where the kids can throw against. They're gonna put a kind of durable wall there, and the kids can throw the ball against the wall there. And those are the new backboards as well. If you've been down there, we have some pretty aged backboards.
Keith, where are the garage doors? Are they below the basketball?
They're these triangles.
Okay. So 2 of them are right below the basketball.
Yes.
What are the garage doors made of, I guess, just from some kids are not accurate and balls will probably be hitting the doors.
So currently they're what you would have residentially. They're aluminum and
yeah.
They do get dented up. We're replacing them with an AZEK material that's supposed to be a little more durable for that reason.
That's why I was asking. I figured you guys took that into account, but I just know that the ones that are there are obviously old but very banged up because of that.
And same with the wall ball, the durability, the acknowledgement that balls hit this wall frequently has been considered, so the wall is being built for that application. You can go ahead, Jess, just the last project that we're working on, and this is another kind of major change visibly to campus, is the relocation of the track and field events, the long jump, the high jump, and the pole vault. I think that's all they did. Triple jump would be the events that are hosted here. So these are currently on the Siegert Ave field, which is really out of sight, out of mind. If you're not really familiar with campus, you may have never even been down there. It's down behind the turf field. It goes out towards Barlow's. In conversations with Don and Michaela, our track coach, basically 90% of track practice happens up on the J track around the varsity football field. So she, for supervision reasons, she asked that we move these up here. We talked to our engineers about how that could be accommodated. And what you see on top is what we currently have. What you see on the bottom is what's being proposed. Those field events, those runways are slightly below regulation. We can't fit a regulation event there, or a length there, just because of space constraints.
But again, in talking to the coach, she thinks it'll be more useful to have a slightly shorter runway that is not high school regulation, but is in proximity to the rest of the track and field team practice. So.
We have over 100 students actively engaged in track now. And to see her come to us and ask us to create a facility where she can supervise better without having her come to me and say, Frank, I need another coach. Really, she doesn't understand the volumes that spoke to me as she creatively took a look at a scenario of practice having so many children and asked us to create a facility that could help her supervise. And by doing this, we're going to help her supervise the event. So I think that's notable.
So everything that was up here, we're hoping to have completely done by October, in addition to some other items that, just don't show up on the screen, but are the slate roof at the high school, so the old heavy roof on the oldest part of the building over here under the cupola, as well as the superintendent's parking lot, so the parking lot are all around the white building and the IA building down there. If you've ever parked there, it's in pretty rough shape. That'll all be redrained, repaved. This project actually just got a call at 5:30 p.m. that this may get delayed until springtime, which is the first season they would
That'll
actually
be a plus, I think. That's good.
Yeah, the contractor might have gotten jammed up and can't accommodate us, so we'll work on that more tomorrow. But hopefully get as much of this stuff done by the school year and or shortly after we open school in September.
When's the roof supposed to be done?
The roof should be done and open, completely done by September 1. By the time
that's important.
Hey, Pete.
I don't want any shingles
falling
off
the roof. Stretch of field that goes out to Barlow's in that piece?
So it'll still host the throwing events. So we're replacing the shot put, toe boards, javelin they do down there, and discus.
Yeah, I know. I get them in my yard sometimes.
But right now, that's the plan, is to keep throwing.
So they're going
to
keep throwing.
Keep throwing down there, but put the jumping up top. That's the plan for now.
Gotcha.
Any other questions? May I move to the superintendent's report?
Yes, please.
Are you done with
the... Yeah, that's it. If there's no questions, and then just as the rest, the bulk of the project is going to be going out to bid in November, so we'll keep you guys updated as we need on how that's progressing.
Our enrollment still stands at 1,457 students, 951 in the high school, and 560 elementary school. We have fulfilled all the requirements that the state has in regards to our fire drills and safety drills in both the elementary school and the high school. Regarding harassment, intimidation, and bullying for the month, in the high school there was one incident. It was not considered harassment, intimidation, and bullying. At the elementary school there was one incident as well. It was not considered harassment, intimidation, and bullying. Report from the assistant superintendent, Mr. Place.
Sure, just briefly, today some notifications went out to students and parents of students in grades 5 through 12 regarding laptop returns that will be taking place at the end of this week. We schedule it for the students in grades 5 through 8, and then at the high school they have the opportunity starting at the end of this week through next week to return their laptops. We do that because, we have a decent amount of work to do the laptops in the summer. They need to be re-imaged. Many of them need to be repaired. They need to be refurbished, cleaned, all that. That pretty much takes most of the summer. The one significant change that's happening this year is that Mr. Goodall mentioned we have about 130 or so students taking these online summer courses that begin on July 10th, I believe. So we will be providing those students with their laptops early, even though they'll need the laptop necessarily to take a course. We want to get those to the, get the laptops to those students early. So that's putting a little bit of pressure on us to get that quantity ready that early in the summer to provide that opportunity. So that's what we have going on in the next couple of weeks. And we appreciate any of you who have children, your help in encouraging them to return their laptops in excellent condition.
It's the charger that's the problem.
Charger is often a problem. Thank you.
You're welcome. That concludes the superintendent's report for this evening.
Can I have a motion to accept the superintendent's report? Mr. Ricardo?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Mr. Alderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Cassell?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Patan?
Yes.
Mr. Ricardo?
Yes.
Mr. Melancholy?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollard?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Harry?
Does anyone need anything separated out on the Manasquan general items, numbers 15? Through 24.
Does anyone have any questions or comments on items number 15 to 24? Can I have a motion for items numbers 15 through 24? Mr. Boulderman? Mr. Pellegrino?
Mr. Boulderman?
Yes.
Ms. Song?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Katanis?
Yes.
Mr. Libretta?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Ms. Paul?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Harry?
Does anyone need anything separated out on the Manasquan Sandy District's items numbers 25 through 60? Can I have a motion for items?
I have a question.
Go for it.
Okay, thanks. Number 30, the RFP for Brown and Brown. Was that the only response we got? And where does that fall as opposed to what we paid last year?
Identical.
Thank you.
For the past, for the life of the last one as well, so.
Thank you.
Anyone else have questions? 25 to 62? No, 62. Okay, can I have a motion for items numbers 25 to 16, Mr. Pellegrino, Mr. LaFrieda?
Mr. Baldwin?
Yes.
Mrs. Passau?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Tannick?
Yes.
Mr. LaFrieda?
Yes.
Mr. Melanson?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Paul?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Harry?
Does anyone have any old or new business? Congratulations to Mrs. Walsh.
If you, we'll come back in session, but congratulations anyway. Okay.
You're not.
But thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, so
thank you. Congratulations.
I have one thing to add. We put together a small committee to look at, a board ad hoc committee to look at the curriculum. Sort of like a long-term plan. So if anybody is interested in joining that committee, please just send me an email. Can I have a motion to adjourn to executive session?
Yes.
Mr. Serino? Mrs. Besson?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Fredo, Mr. Serino.
I'm sorry.
Huh?
You were ready to be the person on that?
Everything's done.
Wow. What do you mean, Sam?
The motions. Who did I do?
Mr. LaFrieda, Mr. Serino.
All in favor?
Aye.
Let me ask a couple of questions. Roll call, Mr. Baldwin.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Perry?
Yes.
Mr. Tanning?
Mr. Hobart?
Yes.
Mr. LaFrieda?
Yes.
Mr.
Melanson?
Yes.
Mr.
Moran?
Mr.
Calderito?
Yes.
Mrs.
Scott?
Yes.
Mr.
Serino?
Yes.
Yo, eSports, two scholarships, and $30,000 in grants. Remember when we brought that here going back a few years ago? So I have joined this live in some of these, but you guys listen, and I appreciate that, and you gave us the chance.
I did think it was a little weird, though. I will not lie to you.
Thank you. Same. You thought the chandeliers were weird, too. Look at how they grew on you. Right?
4-1 match.
But
I did think eSports. I thought we were crazy doing eSports.
It's way early.
Yeah.
I still don't like them.
We have an adjustment.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah, it's the second 1950s Frank Sinatra.
All we need is the good shares.
Okay. Can I have a motion for the Manasquan personnel items number 64? Mr. Pellegrino, Mr. Catani.
Mr.
Baldwin?
Yes.
Mrs. Song?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Can I have a motion on the Manasquan Sending District's item number 65? Mr. LaFrieda? Mr. Serino.
Mr. Boldman.
Yes.
Mrs. Bissell.
Yes.
Mr. Burns.
Yes.
Mr. Patani.
Yes.
Mr. Libretto.
Yes.
Mr. Milanowicz.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Carried.
Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
All right. Mr. Serino, Mrs. Bissell.
All in favor.
Aye.
Aye.